At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show on The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-end sandwich, brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. I saw one of the ads, or I heard one of the ads on The Ticket, and it was actually you reading it. Oh, every man. Day that I talk about Mulberry Barbecue, I strive to reach the level of awesomeness that you spoke that ad. Not how I just spoke there, but how you spoke the ad. It was very impressive. I want you to know that.
It's delicious. Got to make it down there.
They do a phenomenal job, by the way. And they're doing very, very well. They're opening up new locations, actually, where other barbecue places used to be. Because they're doing well. People like them. They're popular. Check them out. They're opening up new locations throughout the great city of Lincoln. All right. Apparently, Ed Foley is still on staff. Seems to be like as an ambassador and or in the relations department. Any thoughts on that, Jake?
No, I think that's fine. I mean, he had other roles on the team, too. I think in-state recruiting. I just wouldn't let him near special teams anymore.
You're not going to get it's not a, that's not a debatable topic, with all due respect to a man who's got a great resume and history. And yeah, please stick to your rule. All right. Anything from the text line real quick that we should address before I put some final thoughts on Eckler officially? I mean, he's officially been our special teams coordinator, but getting through some of this final info on him up to through his coaching career to this point.
Just a question from Old Dad 34 said, have they announced the defensive line coach yet? I don't believe, again, like you said, I don't think they've made that official. Downtown Scott says, Eckler's a football guy. And 9431 says, can you also talk about where Mike has coached since he left Nebraska? I know we've spent a lot of time there on Tennessee's most recent stuff.
Do you mind looking that up real quick I kind of go through this stuff? So Jake's going to look, I mean, I have a pretty good idea, but I don't want to leave anything out. Jake's going to look up that a little bit more in detail. I'll put a final thought here. All right. So, final thought on Ed Foley, though. I do know some folks aren't really thrilled that he's still a part of things, like kind of like, oh, get the guy completely away. Like, in fairness, he's a guy that Matt Rhule trusts, a guy who's had an accomplished career. And I do think, while not being the special teams coordinator, like Jake and I have said a minute ago, I do think he can contribute in positive ways, because as a coach, it is hard to find people that you trust, and surrounding yourself with people that you trust in general, in life, whatever your profession is, but especially in the cutthroat business that is now college football, it is incredibly important. Did you have something real quick?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you too, because I mean, they did the same thing, obviously, with Coach Satt, you know, found a different role for him. Do you think that that's something that you might see moving forward with Coach, you know, in football in general? Is it just a Coach Matt Rhule thing where maybe you're still, because you still have to pay him that money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you signed him that contract. You're still getting something out of them, and you have unlimited coaching roles. It doesn't seem like the worst idea in the world, unless they literally are kind of a cancer to the team and really, you know, dragging everybody down.
I do think it's something you're going to see more often in college football, because before, when you had a Ted coach limit, you fired a guy, you couldn't afford for him to take up a spot. But now there is no amount of coaches that you can have. There's no limit. So like you said, you're still paying the guy. It's a guy that Matt Rhule trusts. I do think it's specifically a Matt Rhule thing. I do think he is incredibly loyal to, I don't want to say friends, because then, oh my gosh, he just hires his friends. Okay, I do think he's incredibly loyal to people he trusts and has a history with. And if you're paying them, keep them on staff, they can contribute in some way. So I don't have a problem with that. I do think Matt Rhule's going to be more likely to do that than most other coaches. You know, with Satterfield, I believe we spoke about this briefly a week or two ago. Staying on as the tight ends coach, like his pay didn't get changed, right? Like, he's technically making more money from the University of Nebraska than Dana Holgorsen, correct?
Yeah.
And I believe he's the highest paid tight ends coach in America because he was being paid to be an OC and a tight ends coach at one point. So it didn't change.
I think that actually Vince Morrow actually makes a little bit more.
Pass him up?
As a tight ends coach at Kentucky.
All right. Oh, man. Here's what I'll tell you. And just a reminder, Houston is still paying Holgorsen. So Holgorsen ultimately is making more money than Satterfield. But due to him being paid previously still from Houston and Nebraska, he's doing just fine, is my point. When it comes to Satterfield, when it comes to Foley, I thought the tight ends played pretty well last year. They were one of our better position groups on offense. I mean, there was times when, you know, Holgorsen was like, we need the running backs to do better. I feel like the O-line needs to do better consistently. We have a brand new wide receivers coach, if that tells you anything. You know, the quarterback's coach is back. We got some synergy there with Dylan Raiola. So you want to see a year two improvement jump and or leap from Dylan Raiola, which is very fair to expect. So keeping Sat as the tight ends coach, I'm fine with. But kind of putting a button on Eckler, the special teams, things of that nature. And when it comes to Terry Braddon, we're just kind of waiting to see what they officially release and or say on that, which is why we're spending more time on Eckler, because they sent out a bunch of information, a lot of which we knew, some of which we didn't, but I think folks will find it interesting. But during his stint in Lincoln from 2008 to 2010, and Jake's looking up the other places that he's been since then, all right, Eckler coached the Huskers linebackers and was part of Nebraska's teams that won 29 games, captured two Big 12 North crowns, and played in two Holiday Bowls and the Gator Bowl. The Husker defense was among the nation's best in 2009 and 2010. There's a sentiment, and if you just go straight by the stats, that 09 Nebraska defense statistically is the best Nebraska defense of all time, by the way, because I actually did a comparison on that about 3 or 4 years ago. And yes, there's been a lot of great defenses. That's not complimenting one defense is not disrespecting another defense. But if you look at the stats, that is what it is. But the 2009 defense led the nation in scoring defense and pass efficiency defense while ranking in the top 10 in total defense and a rushing defense. In 2010, Eckler coached Levante David, who set the Nebraska single season record with 152 tackles and earned All-America honors. Eckler also coached future linebackers Cody Glenn, Philip Dillard, Will Compton, and Eric Martin during his three seasons with the Blackshirts defense. I think I've talked about, I brought Cody on, I think I've talked about him as a running back. Because it was kind of him and Marlon Lucky that came in relatively the same time. And, I mean, Marlon's a talented guy, a good dude. But in practice, I had no hesitation about hitting Marlon. He's a different type back than Cody was. Cody Glenn, especially in a phone booth, in a tight space, I would say Cody Glenn, I would say Adrian Peterson, and Marshawn Lynch were the three hardest guys to tackle in a tight space. And I would actually rate Cody above the other two just in a phone booth. Now, there's other things that Marshawn and Adrian had advantages in, but like goal line, short yardage, or it's you and him in the hole. I mean, I'm a big defensive end. I don't think I've ever looked at a running back and been like, all right, I better bring it, especially for this dude. Now, I never played against guys like Jerome Bettis and such, but Cody was a great running back, and after I left and they moved him to linebacker, I was like, man, they must really like him at linebacker because I sure think he's a pretty good running back, and then obviously he did pretty good at linebacker at Nebraska and in the NFL as well. Philip Dillard was a young guy when I got here, had a pretty good career at Nebraska, obviously, as well. Eckler spent two seasons as the co-defensive coordinator, linebackers coach at Indiana in 2011 and 2012. Here's some of that info. Then spent 2013, that season, coaching linebackers at USC. His role as special teams coordinator came at Georgia in 14 and 15. Then he also coached the Bulldogs inside linebackers following his time at Georgia. Eckler had stints at North Texas, 2016-2020, North Carolina, 17-18, and Kansas in 2019, before moving to Knoxville under coach Josh Heupel. Now, it's interesting. Heupel's known. I mean, this is a guy who won a national championship in 2000, Oklahoma. Heisman Trophy runner-up. He goes to UCF, kind of follows the Scott Frost type deal. Up-tempo, fast-paced. They're going to score like 14 billion points every game. They go to Tennessee in year one. They're lighting up the scoreboard. They weren't quite as good on defense. You watched them last year. Their redshirt freshman quarterback, who is considered one of the top 10 returning quarterbacks in the entire country, Nico Iamaleava, is a guy that started off hot and then really struggled with consistency throughout the rest of the year. Their defense and special teams actually carried Tennessee most of last year. And obviously Mike Eckler was a huge part of that. Now, seeing what Nico does going forward as he develops and matures and grows as a quarterback, a guy who was a freshman last year, redshirt freshman, that's going to be interesting to see. But I was like, man, Josh Heupel is winning with defense and special teams. That was just a foreign concept to me. But good coaches can adjust, adapt, and win in different ways. He's obviously a very good coach. All right, back to Coach Eckler, a native of David City, Nebraska.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Eckler began his coaching career at Nebraska as a volunteer coach at Omaha Scott High School. He then served as an assistant at Manhattan, Kansas High School before working as a defensive graduate in Oklahoma, 03 to 04, LSU 05 through 07. Eckler was a linebacker and special team stalwart for Coach Bill Snyder's Kansas State teams from 91 to 94. All right, we ended up going through a lot of the places that he coached. You got anything to add to that outside of his Nebraska time?
Yeah, not too much. Just remember that when he left Nebraska, he did go to Indiana to become their co-defensive coordinator under Kevin Wilson. So, you know, another one of those guys. I've got four guys, I believe, on staff now with defensive coordinator experience. Mike Eckler, one of those guys now.
Holy, another coordinator, another guy with coordinator experience. So when you look at offense, you got Matt Rhule, Satterfield, Holgorsen. Am I missing anybody? Those three on offense?
I think that's right on offense.
The quarterback's coach. Doesn't he have coordinator experience?
Well, he's technically the co-offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so there's... Yeah, thank you. There's... No, Adam, he has none. There's four on offense. All right, defensively, Rhule's been a defensive coordinator. Obviously, you've got Butler. All right, now you've got Eckler, who's technically special teams coordinator, but defensive coordinator experience. I'm missing one.
Their secondary coach, Addison Williams.
Addison Williams, four. Is there another one somewhere?
And then there's associate head coach, Phil Snow.
My good Lord. Okay. So am I crazy to think, while nothing has been proven yet as we sit here in early February and making sure I get Valentine's Day right is in the back of my mind as much as anything. By the way, get Valentine's Day right, Jake. I'm just saying, man. How long have you been married?
A few years.
Oh, boy. We're going to move on. Is it crazy of me to think that we, like, have a legit good coaching staff?
It seems like it.
Am I just drinking the red offseason Rhule-Aid too much, too soon, too early? Or is this fair to be like, man, we have a legit – like, you look at Ohio State, what they had last year. Okay, Knowles, Kelly, just – When you talk about coordinators, tops in America, when you talk about Notre Dame's offensive defensive coordinators, like most people would have said, the top offensive defensive coordinator combo in the country resides in Columbus, Ohio and South Bend, Indiana, and then they met in the national title game. Now, I'm not saying we're going to play the national title game next year, but is it crazy of me to think that there is a legit reason to think that we might have one of the better coaching staffs in the entire Big Ten here in Lincoln, Nebraska this year?
I don't think it's crazy, but it's definitely different than what it was a few years ago. So it's just kind of interesting to go through kind of Matt Rhule's guys, if you will, and now just, you know, in year three, kind of going outside the box to get some guys with some legitimate resumes. Not that those other guys didn't have them.
It's hard to fathom that it just might be real because we got to see it. I mean, we got to freaking see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been since 2016, since list 15 billion things, if you want. And since 09, you can list a bunch of things. And if you want to, since 01 and 99, it's like these different things that are popping into my head that I don't feel like listing out. And it's like, just got to see it. Like, I feel like Matt Rhule has done as good a job as he can possibly do in the transfer portal, in high school recruiting. Again, number one transfer portal class in the Big Ten. Top 20 high school recruiting class in the country. A coordinator trio that has to be considered among, oh my gosh, at least the top three or four in the Big Ten, potentially. Potentially, especially with Ohio State losing so much. And one of the things you wanted to chat about today was Rick Sirianni or Ryan Day, the Eagles head coach, or Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach, who has a brighter future. And we can chat about that in the next segment, but I'll tell you right now, my immediate answer was not Ryan Day. That's not an indictment on Ryan Day. It's who he's already lost. You can't just replace guys like Knowles and Chip Kelly just like that. And I know they elevated Brian Hartline. I'm sure he's going to be good. But Chip Kelly is the highest paid OC in the NFL for a reason. Hartline, is this his first time being a full-time OC?
I believe so.
I mean,
the latest rumors on their D coordinator job could be Matt Patricia. So
that would be pretty good.
They're probably going to get somebody pretty good.
Now, I mean, former NFL head coach, New England Patriots defensive coordinator, learned under the Belichick tree. Like, they're good. If that's the case, they're going to be fine. How does he relate to college players? Mm. Might be interesting. All right, the same question some people are asking about Belichick at North Carolina. All right, I pause because I know people have seen this, but Belichick, I don't even know if this is a real quote, but something about people have asked him, how's he going to relate to college kids? And you've seen his girlfriend. Well, if I can recruit this, I can recruit college football players. And I'm just like, well, there's different types of recruiting and there's different means to different ends of different goals. So I don't know if that exactly equates. I'm trying to speak in code, but is it pretty obvious what I'm saying there, Jake?
So, by the way, she was in a Super Bowl commercial. I noticed right next to Belichick. So
yeah.
I knew she was going to become a celebrity, you know, by dating Belichick, and there it is.
She's like starting to be everywhere. Hey, more power to you. All right, blessings to the happy couple. That just felt weird to say. All right, what were we talking about before I went on this diatribe? Nebraska's coaching staff. And the job Matt Rhule has done this offseason. It's hard not to feel good about it. What gives me cause to pause? The second half of Illinois, the UCLA game, the game literally going through our fingers at USC, just dominating Iowa in just about every phase. And we know how each and every one of those games played out. At the end of the day, we've got to do the little things. Don't overthink the question. The answer is melting. Can Nebraska solve the melting answer questions and those problems? And can we just do the little, I didn't intend to use that beyond the first 2 minutes, but it just fits the whole melting thing. Like if you can't get that answer right, then the questions where I legit thought they were speaking some language from Mars, you got no chance to get that right in a science bowl. In the sense of college football, if you can't block, you can't tackle, you can't snap, I don't want to hear about these other things. Matt Rhule's done a phenomenal job so far in the offseason. I think most people would agree with that. But when spring ball rolls around, we need to get good at the little things. When fall camp rolls around, we need to get good at the basic little things, blocking, tackling, and just the things that you almost take for granted. Because there aren't many teams. There are some. There aren't many teams that are just going to line up across from us and out-athlete us or out-size us. When I chatted with Grant Wistrom last week, he said something that I had thought. He's like, when I go out on the field, he goes, I feel small. He goes, those guys are huge. I felt the same. Dude, I ain't lost the weight yet. I'm 6'6", like 285. And when I played at Nebraska, I was anywhere from 260 to 70 to 80 to 95 my senior year. So I don't look, the operations are different, but I don't look that much different than when I played. It's maybe proportioned differently. I walk out there and I feel small next to some of these linemen. Like not many teams are just going to line up and have a better coaching resume, going to just be bigger or faster or more talented. Some, there are some that have, you could say, quote unquote, more talented rosters. Part of that's development. All right. But can we do the basic little things and can we do them at the most difficult times? At the most important moments when the game is on the line? Those are my questions. All right, you got any final thoughts before we head to break, Jake?
No, really wanted to get your thoughts real quickly on Mike Heckler, the expectation for his Tennessee teams, not maybe coming to Nebraska right away, are most, I mean, because they are top 15 teams. Are most teams, did you kind of find that the successful teams you played with, you know, you just have more to work with on special teams generally because you have a top 15 team?
For me, when it came to special teams, people say special teams is a third of the game all the time. It's not treated that way. And the amount of plays is not proportionate to it being a third of the game. But you said it earlier. If you, like, if we pin them inside their 10, like, let's say at their 8 versus they get the ball at the 23, their own 23, that's huge. Or their 23 versus their 38. Or we get the ball at our 38 versus our 20. That's ginormous. Think about how many times we have been oh so close. It's not been 15 yards worth of difference. It's not been 5. It's literally been inches, 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 inches. So for me, special teams is one third of the game. And the question is it treated and emphasized like one third of the game? That's the first thing. Second of all, do the players buy in? So when I say treated and emphasized like a third of the game, that starts with the coaches. What about the players buying in? Do the players buy into it? All right. And so for me, yes, there's a certain amount of talent. Obviously, the faster, like it's a lot of, tends to be a lot of young guys. So the faster the freshman is or the sophomore is or the guy who's trying to earn play time or some people put starters out there, whatever you do, obviously talent helps. But do you actually emphasize it or is it just lip service? And do the players actually buy into it? Or are they just sleeping through special teams meetings until the offense-defense meetings roll around? Because I've seen that too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.